to this episode of Tea with Lily, where we're going to talk about writing without waffle. My guest today is Jackie Barry, the Common Sense copywriter. Hey, Miss Jackie, how are you? And thanks for joining me.
Hello, Lily. It's lovely to be here.
Great. So we have to talk about tea, because that's what this is all about. What's your favourite tea?
I knew you were going to ask me that. And the trouble is, I don't drink tea. Uh-oh. I don't like tea. And the reason I don't like it is because when I was 16, I used to work in Alders at Croydon staff canteen. And I had to make tea for 450 staff using a giant urn and massive tea bags. And the smell of it got in my hair and it got in my clothes. And I haven't been able to drink it since. So okay. I'm a waterholic.
A waterholic. You must be very healthy then.
I try.
Good. So before we get stuck in, let's hear a bit about the brand named Jackie Barry. Jackie is a speaker, trainer, freelance writer, copywriter, and author who specializes, as I said earlier, in writing without waffle, and has been the purveyor of the finest copywriting since 1983. That's a long, how many years is that? 23?
It's over 30, I'm sorry to say.
I should go back to school, I can't count. That's 33 years, wow. So let's look at some of their career highlights so far. She's written all over the web, including Huffington Post, Fresh Business Thinking, and Marketing Lens. And also on Ease in Articles Diamond Author. What's that?
Ease in Articles is an article sharing site, and they award you badges depending on how many articles you've contributed and how much interaction they get. And Diamond Level is one of the things that few people achieve, but that's what they've ranked me as.
Great, and that's why we're here. You're going to teach us how to write without waffle. On the speaking side, she's a member of the Professional Speaking Association and co-president of the New Southeast Region, and achieved Advanced Communicator, which is the bronze version, with Toastmasters. Is that right?
Yes, I have been doing training and speaking for most of my career, as well as hands-on copywriting. And now it's about a third of my time training people how to write their own copy or how to become copywriters themselves. Toastmasters is the organization that teaches you how to speak. You work through 10 manuals that teach you eye contact, vocal variety, body language, structure, and so on. And the Professional Speaking Association, the PSA, teaches you about the business of speaking, how to speak more and speak better. And that is what I'm currently a member of, a full professional member and co-president of the Southeast Region.
Oh, sounds very, very important. Co-president.
It sounds very grand, doesn't it?
It does. You know, president, co-president, whether you're sharing it or not, once you've got president as a title, you know, anybody within the organisation has to speak to you before they can do anything, right?
Well, we run the events that allow people to practice their speaking, get feedback, be videoed, share their expertise with the audience, and so on. And it has led to great opportunities for me. For example, last year, I was invited to speak in Cape Town about websites to an audience of speakers. Similar talk to the one that you and I did together in Marbella, where we were speaking to an audience of expats along the Costa del Sol.
So are you also the author of a Little Fish guidebook to help startups and entrepreneurs as well?
There's three books I've written. The Little Fish Guide to DIY Marketing, that was almost 6 years ago now. The Little Fish Guide to Networking and the Little Fish Guide to Writing Your Own Website. And all of those are targeting small businesses, startups and entrepreneurs that need to know the theory behind how to do their own marketing, how to write their own web copy, or how to generate business from face-to-face marketing at networking events.
And finally, Jackie holds an honours degree from the Open University, which included the psychology of how people process words and symbols.
Yes, I'm fascinated by what goes on in the brain when people are navigating a website or reading some copy, and the power of language to influence behaviour, because that's what my job's about, really. It's using words to make people do something like click a buy now button or sign up for a newsletter or attend an event. It's all about making people take action.
Okay, action, 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 because without action, we might as well not be here, right?
in marketing terms, it's all about sales, in fact. So copywriting is all about persuading people ultimately to take the action that you want them to take to benefit the bottom line of your business.
Great. Okay. Just an intro to Tea with Lily. It's a social enterprise arm of Lynx Media, a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea.
Or a glass of water.
In Jackie's case, a glass of water. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in professional and personal growth. And the aim is to give your brand a voice. And now, Ms. Jackie, writing without waffle, what's the story behind what you do?
I wanted to be a writer from the age of about 13, and school careers advice wasn't very good in those days. And they said, you don't want to be a writer, you want to be a teacher. Yeah. It's also the kind of age where adults are always asking you, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I told them I wanted to be a writer. And my mum's friend gave me a magazine about Zaire. It was a competition to write a story about Zaire. And at that time, it had been the French and Belgian Congo, changing its name to Zaire. And it is now the Democratic Republic of the Congo again. So she gave me a National Geographic magazine about Zaire. I used that as reference material to write my story, and I won the competition.
Wow.
And it taught me that really early lesson about the importance of research when you're writing anything. And even today, if I'm writing web copy for clients, I spend more time researching what are the facts and figures and interesting things about the business that make them stand out from the competition, that represent the brand, that their customers will respond to, than I do actually writing. So research is a really important thing. So these days, as I said earlier, I do hands-on write copy for clients 2/3 of my time, and 1/3 of the time I spend training people how to do it themselves. So maybe I've become a teacher after all.
Ah, okay. So you wanted to be a teacher. They said you should be a teacher, so now you're a teacher.
So it seems.
Okay. With previous work experience, tell us where you've been and how some of the places that you've been shape what you do today.
I wanted to be a writer. I qualified as a journalist because, as it turned out, that was the only kind of writing that we'd ever heard about at that time that made any money. Mm. Trained as a journalist, but never actually worked as one.
Okay.
The first job I got, because all these work in the creative industry is always hard to find, the first job I got wasn't in writing at all, but the first writing job I got was writing Freeman's catalogue. So I used to write things like black skirt, 2-patch pockets, available in sizes 10, 12, 14, 16, material 50% polyester, 50% cotton, all garments washable, please see size guides at the back of the catalogue.
And funny.
To this day, I still like writing product copy. I still like writing catalogue copy, although these days it's mostly e-commerce and online.
Yeah.
I still have some clients that are business to consumer retailers selling fashion and household goods to the public, and that's among the favorite kind of work that I do.
Okay, that's really interesting. There is a household name that I know you've worked for that will raise some eyebrows. Can you share that one, please?
I confess that I did write the Ann Summers catalog for a couple of years.
I knew that one, and I wanted that out here. How long were you doing that job for?
It was a couple of years. One of the Freeman's directors had moved on, and he was working there at the time and brought me in to do some work on what are known in the trade as hard goods.
Okay. All right, then. This is a family show, so we'll move on swiftly. Talk about writing clearly. What's the secret behind that? Because we all want to know. And what's the secret behind writing, writing clearly so people will use that to take action?
Keep it short and simple, I think. That you do your research first, and then you have a clear mind, and you turn what you've researched into language that the customers would use rather than language that the company would use. So as a copywriter, I specialize in translating what the company would say about themselves. because they're often too close to it. They're too close to their business, their products, their services. And I do what I call bottom-up copywriting rather than top-down copywriting. Top-down is the company talking to the audience, and bottom-up is the audience's own language.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes you're right. Sometimes companies can be so close to the product that they don't see how the customer is likely to receive it. So, I agree with that. Dan, a fun question to break it up slightly. You mentioned about your careers officers not telling you the right thing, but if you were sitting in front of them right now, what would you say to them?
I would tell them that copywriting exists as a job because they'd never heard of it. And there are lots of people that haven't heard of it. And even those that have heard of it don't know how to spell it. They mix it up with copyright. That is trademark law.
Ah, of course.
And so the careers officers need to know what copywriting is. That is writing copy. And copy is anything that's printed or uploaded to the internet. And that freelance copywriting is an option rather than just having a job with an employer.
Okay, thank you for that. So listeners, I'm here with Jackie Barry, who teaches us to write with our waffle and has been the purveyor of the finest copywriting since 1983. Her mantra is keep it short and simple. Now let's listen to one testimonial where it was said, Jackie was the guest speaker at a recent Institute of Fundraising Consultants event, Marketing on the Shoestring. She regaled us with top marketing tips, techniques, and so much information that her rapt audience was silent for 2 hours of her talk. 2 hours! Spontaneous feedback from the delegates described her as brilliant. She knows so much. That was really useful. I've learned so much from her. I'm going to use some of those techniques to grow my business. Wallace says, Jackie really does deliver what she promises, writing without waffle, or in our case, talking without tedium. Wow.
Talking without tedium, there's a good slogan.
I love it. You spoke for 2 hours.
It was only meant to be 1 hour, but they kept asking me questions, so I carried on answering them.
Wow, fantastic. So, Jackie, now we get to why you do what you do. Tell us a profile of your typical client.
As I said, my core skill is catalogue copy, mm-hmm. and I still do work for business-to-consumer high street retail brands. I do a lot of work for business owners who write their own web copy and then complain their website doesn't work. And I train freelance journalists and other people who want to add copywriting to their skill set so that they can write their own copy and make sure those words work and are effective.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. And I mentioned a few highlights earlier, but overall, which couple three would be the best bits of your career so far?
I love the international speaking. It's great to travel, and it's great to have the chance to be on a stage and share ideas about web copy or copywriting in general with audiences around the world. And I'm really proud of my books that still give me a trickle of income every month from Amazon, even though the most recent one was published about 3 years ago. So I probably better get a move on and do another book.
Yes, why not? And when you do, please come back and we'll talk about it on the Tea with Lily show. You write, you speak, you network. The three things that you do really well. In between those three wonderful things, what do you do for pleasure?
Oh, I've got lots of hobbies and interests. Mm-hmm. I go dancing every week, and I have done for years and years. Scuba diving is another great hobby, which I do not around the UK, but if I'm in a southern hemisphere somewhere, tropical waters, I sing in a choir. And my new great love is improvised comedy.
Interesting. Let me pick on just the two. What sort of dancing do you do?
Jazz dance is my favourite style, which is the kind of thing that you might see on the West End stage. And street dancing. I even did a bit of hip hop for a while.
No way.
Crumping. Do like a bit of crumping.
Okay, I see. Improvisation. It's some I've seen and I've been to a couple of improvisation things, and it's one of the most interesting things where you go and you sort of almost forget about yourself.
That's one of the massive benefits of it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it so much because you turn off your brain, so you're not editing what you say. Yeah. Your brain gets a rest and you just have to respond and be spontaneous in the moment. So for someone that's used to doing planned speeches and preparing everything very thoroughly, to get the chance to go step out on stage not knowing what's going to happen and what you're going to do or say is a real release. And the more I do it, the more I enjoy it.
Fantastic.
And it makes you laugh till it hurts.
Yes. So listeners, I'm here with Jackie Barry, who is teaching us the benefits of writing without waffle and has been the purveyor of the finest copywriting since 1983. Only Jackie can write something like that. And her mantra is keep it short and simple. Now, let's listen to the second testimonial. Jackie's presentation really emphasized the need to look objectively at your website. There were many key points. One that stood out is the need to understand that your website isn't about you, but rather them being your customers. So that was the feedback from your talk about websites at the Make It Happen conference in Marbella, and I was there, and I was you know, sitting there and looking at you, and you were just flowing. You were a wonder to watch and to listen to. So that is something that I know I was there, and it's the absolute truth. How does that make you feel, Jackie?
Oh, thank you. It is very lovely when people take the time and trouble to write nice things to you.
Yeah,
about the work that you've done, because then at least you know that you're making a difference.
Yes, indeed. Charities. Most of us support charities because it's all about giving, paying forward and giving back, and depending on how you view it. Which charities do you support and why?
I do an awful lot of free stuff for people that need help with copy and websites, but financially I contribute to Shelter because I'm lucky enough to own my own home and I want to support people that don't. World Wildlife Fund, because of wildlife and nature, and the Royal National Institute for the Blind, because I'm short-sighted and I know that without my glasses or without my contact lenses, I just can't function. So to be able to help people that really have poor vision is something that makes me very satisfied.
So now, Jackie, how can our listeners connect with you if they want further advice on copywriting or websites?
My website is jackiebarry.com. That's JACKIEBARRIE.com. And on there are loads of free resources. There's my Writing Without Waffle tip sheet. There's my blog with lots of free advice. You can email me, Jackie@jackiebarry.com, phone me or find me in lots of social media places, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, Google+, YouTube. I'm all over the internet.
Omnipresent.
My name, Jackie Barry.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jackie. And finally, what are your top three tips for those of us who write with waffle?
Oh, tips for people who write with waffle. I prepare tips for new businesses.
Oh, okay.
What they apply for any new business. I can give you Writing Without Waffle tips as well. If you're a new business or if you run your own business, from day one, collect star ratings, case studies, reviews, recommendations, and testimonials, because what someone else says about you is more convincing than anything you say yourself.
Yeah.
That's tip number one. Tip number two is work out with every marketing communication or every page of your website, what is your most wanted response, and turn that into a compelling call to action and make it graphic and visual, and you're more likely to get people to do what you want them to do. And then the third thing is record the source of all your inquiries. So as soon as someone phones or emails, make one of your standard questions, hello, how did you hear about me? And that way it reveals how well your marketing is working and you can adjust your activities accordingly.
Okay, so the three things are get recommendations, that's number one. Two, turn your most wanted response for every marketing communication into a call to action. And the third is to record how people came to find you.
Exactly.
Okay. And I mean, we've spoken previously, Jackie, and I know that writing is in your blood. It's been since you were 13 years old, and you're just over 23 yourself, right?
I know.
You've been doing this for
13 years. You're very kind.
I really enjoyed having you and your wisdom on business, communication, writing and speaking is very well, obviously, very well documented. And you really do walk the talk. So all I can say is thank you for coming to share your knowledge with us so selflessly. And I do hope, Jackie Barry, that everything you wish for is the least that you receive. So until next time, listeners, look after yourself and keep smiling. And Jackie Barry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lily.